Nella Cunadevan, welcome to Celtic Christmas Greetings, a podcast where I get to share some of my thoughts on Celtic Christmas music. But first, my name is Mark Gunn. I am the host of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. I also host a podcast called The Celtic Geek. And I am the host of the Celtic Christmas podcast. And so I have a long history of playing Celtic music. I've been playing it for about 15 years as of the recording of this show. And I absolutely love Celtic music. And I love Christmas too. So a few years back, I finally got the idea that I need to merge these two a little bit more. It began with the Celtic Christmas podcast, and then I started recording my own original Celtic Christmas songs, as well as some traditional ones, trying to give them that Celtic flair, to make them special. This is all culminated in a brand new album called Celtic Christmas Greetings. You can buy the CD on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, wherever. But it was a Kickstarter that I ran not too long ago, and the Kickstarter was such a huge success that I raised the money to create them as greeting cards. So you can buy the album and, you know, open it up and you can write a message to your family and friends and then send it to them for the holidays. It's a really wonderful way to share Celtic Christmas music with other people. Now, I wanted to start this show with what I think Celtic Christmas music is, and then I'm going to finish up the show with some music from my album. Now, Celtic Christmas music is one of those things that if you look online, you find a lot of different things that people consider Celtic Christmas music. A lot of times you find this mellow, laid-back music played on guitar or piano. And, well, you know, I can't knock the instrument style. I play an auto harp. But quite honestly, it doesn't capture to me what is Celtic about it. It might be Christmas music, but it's not Celtic. I think it's good to start to ask, what is Christmas music? And Christmas music, of course, is music that celebrates the Christmas holiday. Over on Wikipedia, it's described as, Christmas music comprises a variety of genres of music normally performed or heard around the Christmas season, which tends to begin in the months leading up to the actual holiday and to end weeks shortly thereafter. By this definition, Celtic Christmas music works just as well as about any other genre of music for being Christmas music. We Celts can feel secure about celebrating Christmas with Celtic Christmas music. The themes, though, they vary a lot. A lot of times they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You'll hear chants and litanies and hymns and whatnot. But there's also carols, Christmas carols, that celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Though there's also many that are dedicated to Yuletide celebrations. And of course, moving into the mid-19th century, a lot of secular songs became Christmas songs, quote unquote, which is they focus on Santa Claus, Christmas trees, snow, and just the spirit of the holiday. Now, Celtic music is the music of the Celts. There's a group of people who linguistically traveled from Western Europe and headed on into Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, Isle of Man, Brittany, and Galicia down in Spain. And those are the Celtic people who have a very similar linguistic style. But there's also a musical style that goes along with it. I like to divide it into four different categories. There's traditional Celtic tunes, Celtic folk, Celtic rock, and Celtic New Age. Now, I am not a fan of Celtic New Age. I'll be straightforward. I like Enya. You know, hey, who doesn't? She's awesome. But outside of that, a lot of it comes off as it's piano music or synthesizer music with a cheesy edge. Sometimes it comes a little bit harp music, which harp, of course, obviously can work there, but it's kind of, for the most part, usually you end up with some synthesizers in there and just, or lots of reverb. And that's what makes something quote unquote Celtic. That's only a small part of what is really Celtic music. A lot of it is the instrumentation. Musically, there are certain styles that work more Celtic, but I like to think of it a little bit more, a lot of it being more instrument related. You know, there's instruments like the fiddle, bagpipe, flute, ballroom, mandolin, Ilian pipes, and harp. And now in the last 100 years or so, you've added the banjo, bouzouki, accordion, concertina, guitar, and of course the auto harp. I play Celtic folk music primarily on the auto harp, and usually I'm focused mostly on songs because that's my style. And there are a lot of vocal inflections and whatnot that I associate with them, as well as lyrical content that reflect my Celtic culture. Celtic rock, of course, expands the genre of rock music to reggae to world beat to punk, whatever. And usually there's rock rhythms, but you have something thrown in, either lyrically or instrument wise. A lot of them have flutes or fiddles or bagpipes that really give them that Celtic flair. That's just a brief glimpse at what Celtic music is. But as I see it, New Age Christmas music isn't Celtic Christmas music. It's New Age Christmas music. When I look for Celtic Christmas music, I look for music that captures some of those rhythms and styles, as well as the lyrical themes of the Celts during Christmas. I'm going to play in a little bit God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and I worked with my friend Samantha Galogli, and I asked her to add Celtic rhythms to it. So we add a nice tune in between the vocals to give that traditional Christmas song a Celtic feel. I was watching the Gothard Sisters' new Christmas with the Gothard Sisters video that they just released, and same sort of thing. The Gothard Sisters, they add in these traditional, a lot of traditional fiddling, some songs, and mixing the Celtic culture with the Christmas culture, and a little bit of Irish dancing thrown in, and it's a beautiful, wonderful mix of music. But it is not, again, New Age Christmas music. If you go over to iTunes and see some of the top selling quote unquote Celtic Christmas albums, and sadly, one of the top ones up there, it has there's some choir music in it. There is a little bit of flute and violin, not to be confused with fiddle. Yes, the instrument is the same, but the style is different. And that's kind of what sets apart Celtic Christmas music. You know, there are rhythmic pieces that go into the Celtic music that just don't quite work for classical music. Yes, the Gothard Sisters were classically trained, but their music is much different. Now, over the next few days, I'm going to share some more of thoughts of what I think Celtic Christmas music is, and I'd love your feedback. What does Celtic Christmas mean to you? You can post your comments on my blog at markgunn.com, where this will go live. You can also subscribe to this podcast by following the feed in my show notes, at markgunn.com. I will have this podcast up on iTunes soon, but it's not quite there yet, so stay tuned for that. And then I would love your reviews and whatnot when it finally does go live. And of course, subscribe to the Celtic Christmas Podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Let's finish up the show with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from my album, Celtic Christmas Greetings. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Na Le Canadive. Merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Heavenly
Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort.
If you want to find more great Celtic Christmas music, go to CelticChristmasMusic.net.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.